Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call to leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. Or our upcoming show in Oklahoma City, September 23rd. Good tickets are still available. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's June Denson from Delightful DeLand, Florida. How are you, Peter?
I'm fine, June. Is that what it's called, Delightful DeLand?
Well, that's what I call it.
There you are.
Is it delightful?
It is. It's a lovely little town.
So what do you do there?
I'm a writer
and
a sculptor. Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you write?
I'm working on a book at present.
Excellent. I mean, right now?
Could you put it down for 1 minute?
For God's sake.
That's the trouble, Roy. It's been down for a while.
June, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your
first. But have a heart, Carl. Have a heart.
All right, here is your first limerick.
My beer has a nice frothy head, and the bottle gives me macho cred. Though it's taxidermied, it won't make me squirmy. It's poured from a squirrel that's...
It's poured from a what?
Squirrel.
A what?
A squirrel that's...
Dead.
Yes. It's hard to pour it from a squirrel that was alive. You know what would make your refreshing ice-cold beer even more delicious? Roadkill. Scottish craft brewery BrewDog has released a 55-proof beer served in a taxidermied rodent.
Oh.
It costs $760 a bottle, but the first batch sold out right away. But they could even do better if they thought bigger. What about drinking Grey Goose out of a Grey Goose? Cold Duck out of a Cold Duck. Jack Daniels out of a Little Drunk Guy.
You know what's great, though? You get a six-pack of that beer, head on down to the PETA meetings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, these little animals, these taxidermy animals with beer in them sold out very quickly, but mostly it was to the appalled relatives of the packaging. Just give us Uncle Chuck back, okay?
He was a teetotaler, too.
Oh, me.
Here is your next limerick.
Big screens say that it would behoove me to seek love and then things will be groovy. But life doesn't end like the rom-coms pretend. I went wrong because I trusted a...
movie.
Right! A movie. Well, folks, when it comes to real life, love is less like the movies and more like C-SPAN. Experts... Yes. Experts now say that romantic comedies are ruining real-life relationships because of, you know, heightened and unrealistic expectations. What we want, Love Actually or Sleepless in Seattle, what we get is falling asleep on the couch watching Love Actually and Sleepless in Seattle. Here is your last limerick.
I'll get back the smile of my youth. No, really, I'm telling the truth. My dental decay will just go away. Thanks to gel that regrows a bad...
tooth?
Tooth, yes! Big breakthrough!
Hooray!
Big breakthrough in the field of weird, creepy medical things. Scientists in France say they have invented a special gel that can regrow teeth. It works by stimulating the cells in your teeth to multiply. So you just slap it on your gums, any tooth lost to decay or... by being a drunken idiot, will miraculously grow back. Watch out, though. Don't actually switch your tooth gel for your hair gel, or you'll wake up a stegosaurus. Carl, how did June do in our quiz?
June was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, June, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Or voicemail.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank
Wonderful. You,
June, for calling.
I'm thrilled. Thanks so much. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brush your teeth. Do the right thing. Brush them in the front and back and treat them like the king. I said the toothpaste.